Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Paling is here. Suzanne's a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. She's an expert in sales management as well. She wrote the books on the topic, The Accidental Sales Manager, A Survival Guide, which is an awesome book, and I know about sales books. The Sales Leader's Problem Solver, that's another book, and she's our good friend. Suzanne, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
It's good to have you back. You know, Suzanne, before you got here, I was telling the audience about how things have changed in selling in the last several years because of the, customers are different. They've got other options. There's a firewall called the internet between us and them. They don't need us anymore to come and tell them. In my day, in the old days, Suzanne, before you were born, my customers needed me to come and tell them what was going on. They didn't have an access to the world, and so they would call me or I would drop by, and they were always glad to see me dropping by because I had news, I had information they needed. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't need that anymore. That's changing the way customers, what they expect from us, their expectations. And consequently, as you talk about all the time, we've got to adjust our sales approach, sales hiring, sales training, and execution for that, don't we?
We definitely do. I think that everyone, or most people, I should say, understand that sales has really changed. They understand how the internet has affected things. What I think people need to do a better job of is interviewing salespeople and emphasizing the early stage of the sales cycle. That's where people now must be really, really talented, and I'm talking about prospecting, pre-call planning, talking to gatekeepers, developing rapport and asking questions. That beginning part is more important now than anything else, and often in hiring interview, we're not putting tremendous emphasis there like we should.
Right.
We're interviewing people as if everything was the same when it isn't.
As if it was 1989. Well, as you know, Suzanne, my book, The Age of the Customer, is what you just said is all about because, you know, I described in that book what I call the relevance firewall. And what that means is that if you're not relevant to prospects, when you first make contact with them, and this is back to your early stage point, in that early stage when you make contact with them, if they don't feel that there's something that you have said or done that makes them think you should give them some of your time, because that firewall is there, they have the ability to act like you don't even exist. You've got to be able to break through in that early stage. That's what you're talking about.
And I also think it starts before the sale. One of the first questions I ask people in interviews now is, tell me about your pre-call planning research.
Mm-hmm.
What methodology do you use? I'm looking for a consistency there, Jim. What do they do? Do they go to the website, then to social media?
Right.
Do they go to Twitter, Instagram? How do they research the company? Because that's really critical now. When we call a company, if we don't know anything about them, we're already done. We need to understand their why. You know, why would they even want to get on the phone with us?
Right. Go ahead.
And I need to understand how they develop rapport, because you have to do that really, really quickly now.
Well, that's right. And what bothers me is when I see people, when I get probes by salespeople, and they act like, I should be, they presume to know about me. You know what I mean? They presume things about me that's not even anything I recognize. So I'm not going to let those people in my front door. Or are they presume that they know how to solve my problems when they don't even know what my problems are? That's one of the problems I see salespeople doing. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They think they know your business. They do a quick look at the name. They make assumptions. They kind of look foolish.
Yeah, yeah.
And make assumptions about what you want to buy and what you're interested in when they don't even know you. The other thing we need to talk with people about in depth in the interview early on is their social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
Are they on social media? Do they have a LinkedIn profile? When was the last time they posted something on LinkedIn? How do they use LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter to research their clients before, or research their prospects, rather, before they attempt to get them on the phone?
You know, when I think about all the things that are available today, Suzanne, to salespeople, it's an embarrassment of riches. I mean, if decades ago I had had access to the kind of information that these people have about their suspects and their prospects and their customers, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be working right now. I'd be in the south of France on my yacht. I would have been retired for the last 20 years. And so, and now they have this. And so the idea that you have all this access to information, if you're a B2B salesperson, you have access to all this information and you're not willing to put in the time and the elbow grease to nurture that relationship before you make a full assault on them. I think it's nothing but laziness. What do you think? Either lack of training and or laziness. What do you think?
I agree. I think that you said it. There's such an enormous amount of information. I do think it overwhelms people. And I also think, well, I don't, you know, they think I don't need it on that first call. That's why when I'm interviewing someone, I want to know what their system is. How do they get through all the information that's available and get to those salient points that allow them to feel comfortable before they make a prospecting call?
Well, first you got to find out if do they really understand the problem. You know what I mean? And of course, some people are, if they're young, they won't understand it because it's not their fault. The question you've got to ask them then is, are they trainable? Right?
Mm-hmm. Are they trainable, and are they willing to learn how to glean the best information possible?
Will they follow your guidelines? And that you're going to set for them to do the prospecting. This is really important stuff, folks. This is relevant stuff. This is getting through the relevance firewall. Suzanne knows how to do it, and she and I will talk about this some more. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how to get into the hiring part. What are we looking for exactly? And Suzanne knows how to do that. 20 after, Suzanne Paling is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.